You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, 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 what's up? Happy Thanksgiving, yay. How do you get a brand new rep started that has zero online experience? So they don't know anything around online experience, they don't know anything like that. And they just came into your team. So first of all, just because I'm willing to bet the majority of your team is using Facebook or some form of social media to recruit people, don't require it. Don't require it. I had lots of producers. You know, when we were actively building our network marketing business just a short time ago, we had lots of producers never use the internet. I had people that did home meetings every single night. I had people that prospected doctor's offices. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I had people that just banged out phone calls. I had people that just bought leads, called them on the phone. I had lots of producers that didn't go anywhere near social media. So the first step, if you bring in a brand new rep and they don't know anything about the internet, don't require them to use it. The one thing that will dictate whether they have success in network marketing or not is getting eyeballs on a presentation. Whether it's a home meeting, a webinar, a video, a sales call, a one-on-one, face-to-face, whatever. That's the only criteria. So you don't have to use the internet. You don't, right? Now, my suggestion to you would be, if you start someone brand new and they don't have online experience but they want to learn, first, with every person I ever recruited, I would tell them what's the low-hanging fruit. Because I do believe that there's two very important things when it comes to bringing in new people. Number one, most important, is your culture of the group that you're running, okay? That's most important. Number two, a fairly distant number two, but still number two, is getting them a check. Now, that's assuming they want to make money. Do not assume their levels of desire. So you bring someone in. Do not assume they want to learn the internet, because they may not. And also don't assume they want to make a bunch of money, because they may not. And so ask them these questions. If they say, I don't know the internet, but I sure would love to learn it, I'm going to focus on, okay, what's the low-hanging fruit for them? The internet, if they don't know it at all, is not low-hanging fruit. It's not. And so I would tell them, say, hey, you know what? We're happy to send you through our training. We're happy to get you educated on how to use the internet. But in the meantime, while you're learning this, I would suggest you reach out to people that you know and possibly even talk to people when you're out and about, right? So don't go out to prospect, but prospect while you're out. So if you're waiting in the bread line, or you're waiting, you know, are there bread lines? The donut line, I guess, right? So when you're out and about, communicate with people and try to get their phone number, and your warm market, at least see if they're open, okay? So don't assume they want to use social media and be a social media guru and do Facebook Lives every day. Don't assume that. And number two, don't assume that they have the same level of money desire that you have. That might be the largest mistake made in leadership and network marketing is all the 5%ers, right? All the people that have a desire of $25,000 or more a month are at the very top training the entire company, and they think everyone wants to be like them, right? Everyone wants the limelight. Everyone wants the $25,000 or more a month, right? You think that, but I'm telling you, that's not actually true. There's a lot of people in your team that are just happy being part of the mission. They're happy just being in the audience and high-fiving you when you're done. They're happy taking pictures and selfies, right? And so there's a large percentage of people that don't have the desire of the leaders on stage. Very hard for them to compute that, because it's like, well, why wouldn't they? They like, you know, they kind of, their microchip malfunctions, and they're like, well, I want to make lots of money. Why doesn't everyone else, right? So they don't know how to handle people that don't have their level of desires, so they just assume. Right? So they push, they say, you need to get more business, you need to go get more customers, you need to, rah, 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 right? So they're constantly shoving their agenda, their desires down the throat of others, which turns them off, makes them think that they're disappointing you, and they quit your team, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, where's my customer base? I got my four leaders left, but all the customers quit. Where'd they go? Well, you made them feel like crap. That's why they left, right? You made them feel like they weren't enough. You made them feel like they weren't worthy of your amazingness, so they left because they didn't want to disappoint you. Okay, so that's number one. Culture is always number one. distant second, is get them a check. So if you want to get them a check, then think about, okay, what's low-hanging fruit for them? You're saying that, you know, they have a lot of warm market that they haven't approached yet? Low-hanging fruit. Let's reach out to them first, right? If they don't know the internet, teaching them social media, I'm not saying not to, and I'll give you some suggestions around that, but that's not low-hanging fruit. Like, imagine when you first came on Facebook, and you're like, and someone says, hey, post a status update, and you're like, what? Status update? Hey, change out your cover photo. Not your profile photo, your cover photo. Cover photo, what? Right? Before you know what you know, all of that stuff was very foreign. And so if you want to really confuse people, just force them to do the things that they don't know how to do. It'll work every time. They'll be very confused, okay? So don't force it. Don't assume their desire. And lastly, and probably the answer where's my title? I don't have my title. Hold on. I got to give a shout out. I did in the title. You're my daughter. She's going bananas. All right. I got to give a shout out because this was asked by one of our rank makers. And yesterday I forgot to give a shout out. While that comes up, most importantly is if you have to sit down across computers from someone and walk them through how to get set up on Facebook, boy, are you doing something wrong. Oh, goodness gracious, you're doing something wrong here. So you need to be able to point them to a resource. Now, we teach all of this stuff inside of our RankMakers community, but you either need to be able to point to a community like RankMakers, or you need to create your own. You need to create your own training archive. And by the way, today's question was asked by Laura Kathleen Brennan. Thank you, Laura Kathleen Brennan. All right, LKB. LKB in the house. All right. So you need to be able to point them to a resource. So someone comes in and says, I don't know anything about Facebooks. How do I do this thing? And you say, great question. Go through steps 1, 2, and 3, and then reach out to me when you're done. Okay? And then I would just pay attention. So for example, I just bought this, I don't have to show it to you, but I just bought this very pricey brain manipulation machine. All right, so you literally hook up electrodes to your earlobes and to your head, and you do 33 minutes of meditation. Very, very pricey. And they send you these instructions because it comes with its own tablet. Like, you got a tablet, you got these electrodes, it's funkydelic, right? But it's amazing, it's awesome. And so the instructions, they had these instructions, and step 4, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. It says the buttons to the left, there are no buttons to the left. And so I called the person and said, hey, you say buttons to the left, there's no buttons to the left. And she goes, no, it's to the bottom left. And I noticed what she did. Right? I heard her say, okay, bottom left. Okay. So what she did there is she, in real world time, updated her manual. So if you notice that you're sending people through a training and they're coming back with the exact same obstacle and saying, hey, step 4 doesn't work, or where are the buttons? You say this and then it is, right? And so if they're coming back with that feedback, then you just need to update it, because you shouldn't be answering the same question every single time someone goes through something. So pay attention to the questions that you're asked, but have a resource. Now, maybe you have a book that you like. Maybe you like, you know, Facebook for Dummies or Idiot's Guide to Facebook or whatever, right? If you have that kind of resource, push them to it. But what you can't do, because it's not duplicatable, is you just sit there and walk them through. You know what? I'll just come over, honey. We'll just walk right through it. I'll show you all there is to know about the interwebs. Don't do it. It's not duplicatable. They can't do it. They're not going to remember all this stuff unless you're like recording it. Maybe that's the first time you're doing it and you're going to share it with others. And so be very, very aware of your time. Very important. Have great culture that embraces and loves everyone, regardless of what level of desire they're at. Don't assume that they want to use the internet hardcore, and don't assume that they have the, you know, same desire as you. And make things powerful and leverageable and duplicatable by having recordings or resources or tools that you point to. So there you go. I hope that this was valuable to you. I hope you have, those of you in the United States, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Those of you not in the United States, have a fantastic day. Why not? And pay attention, a little bit later on today, we will be releasing a real Black Friday deal, not a 50% off thing, but a real Black Friday deal where you'll be able to get an amazing training teaching you exactly word for word, script by script, what to say on Facebook to get more customers, get more reps, and it'll only cost you a dollar. So there you go, my friends. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.